Good day to you. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Morales. We're talking to members of the Morehead State baseball team. If you've not been paying attention, and certainly we hope you have, the Eagles here this past weekend won the OVC tournament. They've advanced into the NCAA tournament. We'll be playing at Clemson against Clemson, number 5 team in the nation, on Friday. And with us today is head coach Mike McGuire, along with two of the senior ball players, Braxton Morris, who's an infielder, along with Tyler Neiman, who is a utility man and a DH. Fellas, thanks for coming over.
Appreciate it, Chuck.
Well, Mike, it's been a fantastic year for you guys, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been obviously a great finish. We've battled a lot through this year. Went into the year with a lot of high expectations. We've had a lot of injuries throughout the year that really, you know, set us back. And, you know, in the middle of the year, we weren't having the year we thought we could have. But, you know, we also knew we could still reach our ultimate goals to play in postseason play. And we kept it together. And very gratifying as a coach when your team plays its best baseball at the end of the year when it matters the most.
Well, you and I talk on a regular basis just about every week about what's going on with your ball club. And the one thing that always struck me during those conversations is that you really kind of held on to that I know that we're going to come out of this when you were in some trouble because of the injuries, and we're going to turn this thing around.
Yeah, I mean, the pedigree was there. We've got a roster full of guys with ability and a lineup full of guys that have had great careers, and you know, it's not their first year in the lineup. I mean, I think 7 of our 9 guys have over 600 career at-bats in their lineup and have been very productive players. So that made me feel like, you know, we're going to play to our ability at some point, and we're going to get our healthy 9 out there at some point. And when we do, we're going to be something to reckon with. And fortunately, that happened for us here down the stretch.
Well, I'll turn to you guys. First of all, Braxton, I have a question for you. How does a guy who hits 374 not make the all-conference team? I mean, there should be a congressional investigation, I believe, on this.
Yeah, that's one of those things that, you know, it's not really the most important thing to me. You know, winning is the most important thing to me and really all that matters. And, you know, just being able to get that championship this weekend, you know, makes it all sweeter. And, you know, it's not even on my mind about the tournament team or the all-league team.
Well, I'll ask you this question, and Tyler, I'll ask you the same question in just a moment. As you started the season, I know that this was a very confident baseball team, but did you maintain that confidence? Did you go through some ranges of emotions during the course of the year when there were the ups and downs that you had to deal with?
I mean, obviously, like Coach said, you know, we knew that, you know, we had the guys on the team to be really good, and we thought we could be really good, and it was just about, you know, actually going out there and doing it. And, you know, we had some injuries early and, you know, things kind of weren't going our way. But, you know, we stayed the course the whole season, you know, regardless, knowing that, you know, like you said, once we get to the end of the year, you know, when we got everybody back, like we're going to make a run at this thing. And we, you know, we stayed pretty confident and, you know, our locker room, we stayed together and we did it together. And it was really sweet.
Tyler?
Yeah, kind of along the same lines. Like you said, there's a lot of ups and downs during the season, but Coach Mack did a great job just kind of instilling in us that we just got to keep believing that everything's going to click at the right time. We just got to keep going out there and grinding every day. And so what happened, and we just, like you said, came together at the right time, good tournament, and obviously we came out on top.
Was there some extra motivation for you guys? The last regular season series in OVC play was against Tennessee Tech, and they beat you 2 out of 3, and you know that probably they're the favorite, obviously, going into the tournament. But when you got a chance to face them again, was there some extra juice there?
I mean, it's you go into it, and it's like, okay, you know that we're going to have to go through them to go to the tournament. You know, it's going to be us, and we knew that. And us, you know, obviously getting to play them, you know, 3 times, and, you know, they got the best of us in the season, and we knew going in, and we wanted to face them. We wanted to play them again. And obviously that first game they got us, and then when we get back to the championship, you know, it's what we wanted. That's the, you know, the situation we wanted, and we were ready to go. All the guys in the locker room were amped, and you know, we put it together, and it was sweet. It was really nice to have that feeling, because, you know, we knew that we didn't play the best of our ability in the series or maybe that first game of the tournament.
Tyler, what did you think?
Yeah, exactly like that. I mean, we knew from the very beginning it was going to be a challenge, and we knew we just had to go out there and compete every pitch, every at-bat. And so, but that's something that we really had. Every single guy was on board, and so that's kind of what allowed us to be successful. We knew it was going to be tough, and it was going to be a grind, but thankfully, we were able to go out there, play our best baseball, and win.
Was it a matter of, like you say, Braxton, it was like, we've seen these guys. We know what they have. We know what we've got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like Coach Mack was telling us all year, you know, is that, you know, obviously we've all seen what they've done. They've earned the, you know, accolades and all the attention they've got, but we also know what kind of team we are and what we've got, you know, on our side. And, you know, if we play the best ability, we, you know, we believe we compete with anybody in the country. And, you know, we're not just saying that. We actually believe that, and we're that confident. And, you know, just we kind of started playing like that at the end of the tournament, and we were able to come out with a win.
Tyler, you guys finished third during the regular season. This is kind of like the Stanley Cup tournament. You don't have to finish first to win the league. You just have to win the tournament. But in the sense that, do you feel like because you finished third that maybe some people didn't realize how good you were and that you could win this tournament, some other teams you were maybe facing?
Yeah, that's all year we knew we had a good ball club. There was a lot of different times we didn't feel like we were playing to our full potential. And so thankfully we put it all together in the tournament at the right time. And so when we're able to play our best baseball, we know we can compete with anyone, like Braxton was saying. And so that's what we're just confident going out there and putting nine guys on the field that can play the best of their ability every single time. And pitchers are going to go out there and compete. It's just giving ourselves the best opportunity to win a ball game.
Mike, this is a great offensive club. You hit over 300 as a team, averaged about 9 runs a game. Those are nice numbers.
Yeah, they are. They are. And you know, I think that's what gave us so much optimism, even when we weren't performing at that level early in the year. You know, just a lot of guys have been there and done it before, and that's what, you know, as a coach, you know, you like experience. You know, I'm always asked, you know, about being young versus old. If I'm going to be young, I'd rather be young on the mound. You know, at the end of the day, 90 miles an hour is 90 miles an hour, whether you're a freshman or you're a senior. But I got a lineup full of guys that you know, have grinded through a lot of games, a lot of practices, a lot of days of me on their butt. You know, at the same time, you know, they've had a lot of success. So, you know, when we get in the dog days of a tournament and an uphill battle of, you know, having to win 2 games in 1 day, having to beat Tech, you know, back-to-back days, you know, we got a lot of toughness, you know, in that group. And that's why you like having those veteran guys that have been there and done it. And, you know, the reason we're excited about the upcoming stretch, you know, here in the regional. We got a tough regional field, no question. But we know if we play like we're capable, we can play with anybody. And we know that what gets us in trouble, and that's, you know, we don't defend well. You know, we don't string at bats together, and we don't throw strikes. If we do those 3 things, you know, we're pretty tough out against anybody.
Yeah, we talked about that a couple of times in the sense that you don't want to give away free bases and runs that shouldn't be scored.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we talked about playing Tech the last weekend of the regular season. I was really excited to play them at the end. Obviously, they're having a phenomenal year and deserve all the credit they're getting. I thought it was a great opportunity for us to test ourselves, see where we stacked up, and learn something. I think we came out of that series learning, all right, that team is good, but we're every bit as good as they are. There's a reason we came out on the short end on some of these games, and there were several things you could just circle in the play-by-play. It's like that right there can't happen against that club. And if you look at the, you know, we played them 6 times in 9 days, and you know, we went 3-3, and the 3 days we won the free base column, whether that was walks, errors, you know, wild pitches, all those things. We won that column, and that column is a key for us against anybody.
Let's talk about the OVC championship game against Tennessee Tech. You jump out to a 3-0 lead. They come back and tie it, and it's anybody's ball game at that point. Then you get the big home run in the 9th inning from Nico Hultzizer, your All-American outfielder. And what a heck of a game. And you got the pitching you needed. Was there that feeling in your mind that, I know that we were just this close to putting that run on the board, somebody's going to make it happen for us?
Yeah, you know, I just felt, you know, going into the game, I knew, you know, we were limited on fresh available arms. I don't know if we had anybody that was fresh, but we were limited on availability. So we had to get a good start from Garrett Rogers, who had a bad start, you know, 2 days prior against them. And so for him to answer the bell and come out and give us a good start like he did, and, you know, I felt like if we could get to the 5th, you know, that Dalton could finish it. I felt like, you know, for them, they were starting their number four. I felt like it was important for us to strike early, to get out in front. And you know, in the first two innings of that ball game, I mean, we made six outs, and I think we hit four or five of those outs on the button. You know, we just didn't have anything to show for it. And then we got to them, got three and a third. You know, then they went to their closer, who's, you know, an All-American type closer. I mean, he's one of the best arms in our league, and obviously, you know, wasn't able to finish. And I knew that they would go to their, you know, the pitcher of the year, their number one starter at the end of the ball game. So I knew that getting out in front early was going to be important because runs were going to be harder to come by. I felt like, you know, against Moss, their starter, number one starter that came back on Sunday. You know, he didn't have the same crispness. I felt like we could get to him. It's just a matter of stringing a couple of bats together. And we had opportunities in the seventh and eighth to get out in front, and we didn't. We were 2-3-4 in the lineup to start the ninth, and I just felt like where we're at, I was like, all right, we're going to find a way to scratch a run here. And I felt like the way Dalton was pitching, one run would be enough.
Well, how about Nico Hultzizer with a home run in the ninth? He dealt with the broken bone in his hand earlier this season, missed some time, had to come back, and here he is with the big hit at the end.
Yeah, Nico's hit a lot of home runs in his career. That was probably the biggest and probably the most important, and it was a good time for it. You know, Nico's had a good year, you know, by most people's standards. I think, you know, by his standards, his abilities, it's been an okay year. You know, it's nice to see. You know, he had a good tournament and hit three balls. That's the thing about Nico is Nico can have a day where, you know, he punches out three times, but one swing of the bat can get you two or three runs and change the complexion of a ball game. And, you know, you don't find many guys with that kind of power at our level, and it's a game-changing power.
Guys, I'll ask you this question. Again, I'll start with Braxton, and then I'll go to you, Tyler. You got off to that 3-0 lead. How big of a confidence booster was that for you?
I mean, like you said, you know, we had a great start from Garrett, and that was really big for us, you know. So we knew that, you know, once we realized, you know, he was dealing and we got those three runs, you know, it kind of got us going and realized, like, hey, you know, we got this thing if we just keep playing like we're capable of. And, you know, so that was really big for us to get out early. Then obviously, you know, the big home run, they tied it up. You know, but it never really, our confidence never wavered. It was one of those things where, you know, they tied it up, but it was just like a 0-0 ball game again. We were ready to go. We knew we had to go score again and just keep playing defense. And, you know, our pitchers, Dalton and Garrett, really showed up and, you know, dominated. And we really needed that from them. And then obviously Nico, big time right there. And so, you know, it was total team effort, and it was really fun.
Tyler?
I mean, we knew from the beginning of the game that we were going to have to score a lot of runs to win the game. And if you would have told me prior that the score had been 4-3, I wouldn't have believed you. But thankfully, we came out on top, obviously. And so we knew Tech was a great offensive club. And so, like I said, we knew we had to go out there and put runs up on the board. And so when we got to that lead early, it was just kind of, okay, we got to keep grinding. And like Max said, we hit a lot of balls on the button, just didn't get anything to show for it. And so just had to keep grinding at bats. And it was just a matter of time before we finally broke through.
Did you feel like that it was going to happen for you? You had this feeling in the back of your mind that, yeah, okay, so what? They tied it. We can still win this thing.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was one of those things, like, don't let us beat EKU. Because, you know, we felt like once that happened, we were on a roll. And we won that second game, and then it was just a good feeling going that last day. You know, we were playing loose, and we had all the momentum, and it was just a really good feeling going into that day. And, you know, we felt very confident, and that, you know, we felt like at any point, like, we were going to bust through and we were going to win that game no matter what happened. Like, we just always had that feeling like something's going to happen, like, we're going to win this game. And, you know, eventually got a big hit, and Dalton closed it out and got the win.
Yeah, exactly. Just kind of momentum, like you said. We had nothing to lose, obviously. We knew, or Tech knew, that win or lose, they were going to make the regionals regardless. They earned it at large, and that's credit to them. They had a phenomenal year. But we knew that if we wanted to make the NCAA tournament, we had to win the next game and then win the next game after that and just keep going. And so just kind of we had that never-say-die attitude and just had to go out there and compete and play our best baseball.
Well, the OVC tournament is a double elimination event. But to win the first two games, getting off to a great start, that had to help. I mean, you don't want to lose that first one and say, oh, boy, you know, we don't have any margin for error.
Yeah, I mean, once you lose that, if you lose that first one, you got to play a lot of games. And so, obviously, you know, we won the first two and we got off to a hot start, took that loss to Tech. But it was kind of like a, you know, it was almost like a force in a game seven in that last day when we played EKU and Tech. It was a force in a game seven, you know, kind of like a World Series in that next day, and anything can happen in a game seven. So it was just a fun atmosphere, and it was really exciting.
Yeah, and the best thing that could have happened for us was Jacksonville State beating SEMO. That really gave us the opportunity. Kind of once that happened, we knew, okay, we didn't have to play two games that one day, and so kind of gave us a little more opportunity to become rested and allow us to play our best baseball over the next 2 days.
Well, for you guys, this is the second time that you're going to get a chance to go to an NCAA regional. That's not happened very often around here. I mean, I think
it's never happened.
Yeah, it's never happened. So, I mean, that's less than not often. But at the same time, I mean, it's an amazing feat. Has it kind of sunk in to you guys and what's been accomplished here? Or?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we got to come in and experience it our first year on campus. And so, you know, we got a taste of it. And I was like, man, is it going to be like this all 4 years? I hope so. And, you know, we've kind of been craving it ever since. Last couple of years came up short. But to be able to do it, you know, in our last year here and, you know, kind of go out, you know, on a good note. And obviously we're not done yet. But just, you know, do it in your last year and do it the way we did it in the tournament, you know, especially with how the year went and everything. It was just – it's really special.
Yeah, and it's definitely bittersweet, especially doing it in your senior year. I mean, as you do it as a freshman, you don't know, okay, am I ever going to get back to this point again? Is this going to be kind of a one-and-done thing? But to be able to do it twice in our career is something that we can really pride ourselves on and something I'm incredibly proud of that we've accomplished in our 4 years here.
Well, and that, and Mike, this is the winningest senior class in Morehead State baseball history. I mean, what they've done is pretty special.
Yeah, I mean, they've set a high bar. It's you know, and I hope we got more games to win, and we set that bar even higher. So, you know, certainly gives the, you know, the our current juniors and then sophomores, you know, on down, you know, they got a lot of work to do if they're going to pass this class. And, you know, and I hope they do pass that class, to be honest, not to take anything what these guys accomplished, but yeah, as a program, you just want to keep building, keep grinding, keep getting better. And I think that's what, you know, as a coach, I'm most proud of is, you know, we did it in 15. I think there was a lot of, Morehead State won the OVC going to a regional. And to show that we're not, you know, wasn't a one-year wonder. We've been a consistent program. We've been knocking at the door at this the last 2 years. And then, you know, to do it again this year, I think says a lot about the ability of our players. You know, we've got a lot of good players and a lot of guys that fly under the radar, so to speak. And, you know, just because maybe they're not all drafted doesn't mean they can't play. We've got a lot of good players here. I think that we've recruited good players, players that have bought in to the way we want to play, and kids that have worked hard and developed into even better players than when they got here. And that's how we've done it. I like to say all the time in the recruiting process, you know, we're a blue-collar program. You know, every program we're going to play in this regional has nicer and flashier things than we have. you know, I'm not sure they're going to have more heart or, you know, better work habits than our guys have. And I think that's the key to our success.
Do you feel like with this senior class, when we talk about establishing tradition in a program, that this is the cornerstone of that tradition?
Well, absolutely. I mean, for one, they're the only class that can say they've been to a regional twice. You know, somebody here behind them is going to have to do it, you know, to beat that. And, you know, and I hope we do. But, you know, that's a pretty high bar. I mean, we talk about going to NCAA regionals. I mean, that is our number one ultimate goal. I mean, more so than we talk about, you know, winning an OVC regular championship is I want to be playing this week here. You know, at the end of May, beginning of June, and so, you know, this class has done it twice now, and, you know, that's a feather in their cap that nobody's touched.
Well, guys, I'll ask you this question in the sense that you're seniors now, and I'll start with you, Tyler, this time. In this sense, do you talk to some of the younger players when they come in, these freshmen, and say, you know, we've established some good things here. There's some expectations, and you need to meet these expectations.
Yeah, exactly. I know in 15 we won, I was a freshman, and that's what some of our senior leaders like Kane Sweeney, Robbie Spencer, they kind of took me under their wing and kind of showed me the ropes, how to do things, and kind of gave me the expectations over the next 4 years that I was supposed to follow. And that's what I feel like as a senior class we've kind of done with some of our incoming freshmen. And so hopefully the winning tradition is not just a fluke or a one-time thing. I mean, we're looking to keep it going and have Morehead State be a successful baseball program for years to come.
Braxton?
You know, I mean, like you said, you come in as a freshman, and you're kind of along for the ride, and you kind of, you know, are looking up to these seniors and, you know, seeing the example that they set. And now you kind of transition into, you know, being the leaders on the team and being the example and wanting to be example every day of, you know, what you're supposed to do and day in, day out, and, you know, what your priorities should be and, you know, what you should, you know, want as far as, like, winning and the team success and all of that. And, you know, it's just it's special to have that kind of responsibility. But, you know, just to be able to, you know, kind of pay it forward, you know, what the seniors did for us and be kind of do it, you know, for the younger guys now.
Number five, Clemson, Mike, on Friday. You're a South Carolina guy, so you get to go back, face a rival, I guess, that you faced in college, but pretty special.
Yeah, it is. It's a great – it's going to be a great experience for our guys. You know, I mean, they averaged over 5,000 fans a game this year. You know, there'll be temporary seating and so forth. There'll probably be 10,000 Friday night. So it'll be a great experience. They're a good club, there's no question. They've had a phenomenal year. But, you know, we're not going to be scared. We know if we go and play well, we can win.
You've played some ranked teams this year, as you talked about.
If we go and we don't play well, you know, we can get our butts kicked. We've lost to some really, you know, lesser teams this year. We've beaten some really good teams this year. We know that it's more important how we play than who we're playing.
The guy's pretty cool, getting to play the number five team in the country, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like you said, you know, we're not scared of anybody. We're ready. We're amped. And, you know, we believe we can play with anybody in the country. We also know that, you know, we have to do the right, you know, play the right way and do, you know, all the little things. You know, we can't just show up and, you know, try to play like somebody we're not and do things that we don't do. But we are confident and, you know, we're ready to go.
Yeah, like you said, we're very confident in ourselves right now. And all we got to do out there on Friday is just control what we can control. Go out there, play our best baseball, play the way we've been playing, especially in this tournament lately, and just hopefully come out on top.
The one thing about that experience, as Mike mentioned, there could be 10,000 people there for this game. It's a great crowd. It's going to be exciting. But at the same time, you're going to have that adrenaline, that nervousness, and the emotions of playing in a big ball game like that. How do you control those and say, you know, once we get out between the lines, it's another ball game?
I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, you dream about as a kid, play in situations like that and atmospheres like that. So I think, you know, we're at a regional at Louisville, and you know, you're standing in a box, it's kind of like, wow, you know, this is kind of surreal, but you know, you love it because this is what you play for. You play for moments like this and atmospheres like this and games like this. So, you know, we're excited. We're ready to go, and I think the guys will be ready once we get there.
Exactly. We knew since August that this was the goal of ours. We wanted to play in front of a big crowd like this, and so just kind of not letting the moment get too big is something we're going to do. Go out there, just have fun, treat it like another ball game, and just, like I said a million times, just go out there and play our best baseball.
Yeah. Mike, as you plan for this, do you try to just keep this business as usual, or do you take some time maybe to drink in the moment and enjoy it a bit?
Well, I mean, I think we're, you know, obviously it's not a normal week. I mean, you know, I got two guys in here on the radio with you. We just did some TV interviews, and we'll have some more practice today, and we'll have, obviously we practice on Thursday. We'll have, you know, some media there for that. So, I mean, it's, you can't call it a normal week. You know, I want the guys to enjoy it, you know, and we have enjoyed it. I think, you know, when we get to Thursday practice, and, you know, we're going to practice a little bit today and tomorrow, but we can't go hard. We're exhausted, honestly, and so we're kind of getting our feet back under us. You know, maybe tomorrow and Thursday we'll, you know, go a little harder in practice and try to get ready, you know, and turn the page and it's like, all right, it's time to win. And I think that won't be a problem for our guys. I think one of the great things that, you know, I'm proud of our guys is if you look over the last, you know, 2 weeks, and, you know, we played Tech six times, and, you know, they're a two seed. You know, they're considered one of the top 30 teams in the country. And, you know, we've gone toe-to-toe with them, and we've had a lot of ups and downs during those games. I mean, every game was a heavyweight fight, and so I think that prepares us a little bit for going into this regional where you have the crowds, you have the highs and the lows. I mean, by the championship game this weekend, you know, we weren't surprised they hit the three-run homer to tie it, I'll be honest. I mean, because that's kind of how the series was going back and forth. And so, you know, we're going to be excited. You know, I think we've got a mature group that, you know, they're going to be able to step out of the box and relax a little bit when their hair's standing up on their arms, because, you know, you're down to two strikes, or, you know, the crowd stands up because they want to strike out. You know, I mean, that's going to be neat for our guys, but I think we can handle it.
All right, fellas, thanks so much. Best of luck at Clemson in the first game of the NCAA tournament. Best of luck the rest of the way.
All right, appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
Again, that's Morehead State coach Mike McGuire, along with senior players Braxton Morris and Tyler Neiman on the front page. I'm your host, Chuck Mraz. See you next time.